In Jesus Christ, we have a sympathetic Savior. When our lives are surrendered to His control, we can trust Him fully for every need of life. He is always ready to listen to us, and He responds to every prayer. Are you trusting Jesus Christ for all your needs? Turning to John chapter 11 again, we find in verse 17 that when Christ arrived at Bethany, He found that Lazarus had lain in the grave 4 days already. Doubtless, Lazarus had been buried on the day of his death, which was common in Palestine because of the extremely hot temperatures. The word found does not suggest surprise, for our Lord already knew of Lazarus' death. It refers to the length of time Lazarus had been in the grave. Now notice verses 18 and 19, where we learn that Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem about 15 furlongs, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. It was the practice for comforters to gather in the homes of the bereaved for several days to offer professional comfort. This was an act of providence in providing an audience for the miracle that was soon to take place. In verse 20, we read that, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house." Martha was quick to act, outgoing, always busy. Mary, on the other hand, was a mediator, slower to act and quieter. One is not to be preferred above the other. Both servants of God, with their varied temperaments, are usable by the Lord. You see, God uses all of us, no matter what we are like. God can use us. Now we read in verses 21 and 22, "As soon as Martha saw the Lord Jesus, she cried out, 'Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee.'" You see, Martha did not fully comprehend the power of Christ. Or she would not have said, "If thou hadst been here, or whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee." Though Martha had faith, it was an imperfect faith. But who of us is not guilty? We are well described by Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, "For now we see through a glass darkly." We are also encouraged by Paul's message in Philippians 4, verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now, this does not mean freedom or deliverance from hardship or toil, but as the death of Lazarus was for the glory of God, so is every experience of the believer. Since he has promised never to forsake us, we can count on him to provide the necessary strength and help in the hour of need. Our task is to trust him, to believe him, and to know that he will not fail. The Lord Jesus told Martha in verse 23, "Thy brother shall rise again." He did not say when Lazarus would rise. In all probability, the listening disciples understood what our Lord meant, for he had already told them, "I go that I may awake him out of sleep." But Martha did not know this. She said in the next verse, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." There was no doubt in Martha's mind about Lazarus and the resurrection. Every devout Jew believed this Old Testament truth. You see, Job had declared long ago in his 9th chapter of his book, verses 25 and 26, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." What a revelation our Lord had for Martha. Notice he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And then he asked the question, "Believest thou this?" Christ is the resurrection himself. As he is the creator and the sustainer of all life, He is also the recreator, giving new life to dead bodies. Those among the living who believe in him shall never partake of eternal death. This is the promise we have from his word. God has promised eternal life, and this life is in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Martha gave a ready response to our Lord's question, "Believest thou this?" She saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." You see, there were no doubts in her mind as to who Jesus Christ was. Now, consider the three important statements in Martha's confession. First, she declared Jesus to be the Christ, the Anointed One, the long-awaited Messiah. Next, she claimed him to be the Son of God. And finally, he was the answer to the Old Testament prophets, the one who was to come into the world. What more could be said than this? She gave the whole story. She confessed that Jesus was truly Lord. And that's what you and I need to confess over and over again, that Jesus shall reign in our hearts and lives. Now verse 28. When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come, and calleth for thee." Probably Mary told Martha secretly because many of the Jews who had gathered to offer comfort were not sympathetic toward the Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge of Christ's nearness brought great consolation to the heart of Mary. Notice verse 29. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. What comfort it brings to know that the Lord Jesus is near. For the child of God, he is always near. Sometimes we become so occupied with our afflictions that we do not see Christ, but he is there. The Apostle Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, "Your life is hid with Christ in God." You see, what security we possess because of the ever-present Christ. O believer in the Lord, do not be deluded by the wicked one into thinking that you have been left alone. You are never alone. The Master is come and calleth for thee. He is concerned about you. He desires to help you. Call upon him. Commit your need to him. Believe him that he will supply. And be sure he will. He never fails. Whatever your need is at this moment, let me assure you that Christ is sufficient. He can provide every need, but we have to believe. We have to trust God. God acts upon the basis of our belief in him. If we don't believe, if we don't have faith, nothing is going to happen. So reach out to God and say, "Lord, I do believe. I will trust you." And of course, if you don't know the Lord, this is your greatest need today, that you come to Christ and get saved. God will save you immediately if only you will turn to the Lord and say, "Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but I realize that you died for my sins, and I'm willing to turn from my sin, to turn to Jesus Christ. I trust him as my Savior and Lord." God will save you for all eternity. Do it, dear friend. Blessed God, I thank you for your faithfulness. We are so unfaithful, but you never fail. Help those who need help today. May their full trust and confidence be in you. I pray that you'll have your way in many hearts. Glorify yourself. In the name of Jesus, amen.